You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental illness podcast for Javelin Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
Welcome back to Counselor Corner. We're so glad to have you here with us today. My name's Andrew, one of your counselors here on campus. And with me today we have...
I'm Terry.
And this is Kristen.
And this is Cynthia.
And so this month we're recognizing Counseling Awareness Month. Today's episode will be all about the power of counseling.
Yeah, so we want to start with something we hear all the time. Counseling is only for when things are really bad.
And honestly, that's one of the biggest myths out there. So today, our goal is to break that down, normalize counseling, and talk about how it can benefit anyone, not just people in crisis.
So whether you have been in counseling before, you may be thinking about it, or have never considered, we have something for you today.
So let's start simple. What is counseling?
So, in a nutshell, counseling is a safe, confidential space where you can talk with a trained professional about your thoughts, emotions, and experiences.
And we also offer different types of counseling as well. You know, we have individual counseling, couples counseling, family counseling, and even group counseling.
Each one serves a different purpose. But they're all one thing. They all have one thing in common. They're about support, growth, and understanding yourself better, honestly.
And so here's the key takeaway. Counseling is for everyone. You don't need to have everything falling apart to benefit from it. So let's talk about a few of the common myths about counseling.
Myth number one, I should be able to handle this on my own.
And you know, we hear this a lot, but needing support doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Terry. We all need help sometimes, just like we would from physical health.
Myth number two, counseling means something is wrong with me.
That's just not true at all. Counseling isn't about something being wrong. It's about learning, growing, and helping to take care of yourself.
And myth number three, only people with severe mental illnesses go to therapy.
But the truth is that counseling can help with everyday stress, relationships, school, life transitions, really with anything.
So think of it as maintenance for your mental and emotional well-being, not as a last resort.
Now, let's talk about the benefits of counseling, because there are a lot.
Very true, very true. First, emotional support. Having a space where you feel heard and validated can make a huge difference.
Another thing that can help with is building your coping skills, tools to manage stress, anxiety, life challenges, and more. And this helps us to be more effective.
Counseling can improve communication, which helps in relationships, whether that be with friends, family, or even partners.
It also increases self-awareness. You start to understand your patterns, your triggers, and even your strengths.
And of course, it can help manage things like anxiety, depression, and stress.
And something more important, that is not just about managing problems. It's also about growth, setting goals, building confidence, and becoming the version of yourself that you have always wanted to be.
So even short-term counseling can have a big impact, and long-term counseling can support deeper change.
So, when should you consider counseling?
Okay, I think someone should consider counseling if you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or just not like yourself. Like, I think those are, like, good signs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Something else is that if you're feeling stressed, if you experience symptoms of anxiety, if you feel that your emotions are taking over and you don't know how to regulate them, those are also good indicators of maybe needing to talk to someone.
And even life transitions. A really good one is like starting college, when you're changing your careers or your majors, or even experiencing loss. These can also be times when support can really be helpful.
And relationship challenges too, whether it be with your friends, your family, partners.
But here's the most important part. You do not have to wait until things get really bad.
So something we like to say, right, is that counseling can also be a proactive thing to do, not just reactive.
So if you're thinking about getting started, there are a lot of options available for you guys.
Right. So if you're a student here at Texas A&M University Kingsville, or TAMUK for short, you can check out the counseling services available on campus through the TAMUK Counseling Center.
You can also visit our website at www.tamuk.edu/SHW, or you can give us a call at 361-593-5080. Again, 361-593-5080. We offer individual counseling, group counseling, and a variety of mental health resources.
And don't forget about TELUS, the Health Student Support app. It is a great option for immediate confidential support right from your phone. You can use this Monday through Sunday at any time that you may need it.
And we also have some exciting upcoming groups that you can join.
Yes, we do. Oh, we're very excited to be doing these groups. We have Grief Group. So that'll be every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. in the Student Health and Wellness Building from March 26th to April 23rd. We have U-Turn, which is our academic counseling. We're doing a group for academic counseling. That'll be every Monday at noon starting March 30th and ending on April 20th. We will also have our Next Steps Career Counseling group every Tuesday at noon from March 31st to April 21st. And then finally, I'm very excited for this, we will be having our Therapeutic Dungeons and Dragons group every Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. from April 14th to May 5th. And, you know, come on by, give group counseling a shot. We're very excited to be running these groups for you guys who may need it.
Yeah, and these groups are a great way to connect with others and work on specific areas in a supportive environment. So, Cynthia, what else do we have?
To add on that, some of the events that you guys can expect during the month of April, on April 1st, we have from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Student Union Building, we have the Sexual Assault Awareness Month resource table, so there is going to be plenty of people around there for you to know the resources that you have on campus, so you can just walk by and stop and get information, not just from the counseling services, but again, from different resources on campus. Then on April 15th, from 2 to 6:30, we have the Power of Us. Also, it's going to be in the pavilion and on the University Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. And this is by the wellness side of the Student Health and Wellness.
And then on April the 27th, Terry and I are really excited to be partnering with Student Engagement in Campus Life and Pep Talk. We're going to have, what is it called, Terry?
It's going to be a karaoke night. Bah, 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 bah. Where you can sing your semester blues away.
Yes.
You know, you can step into your Hannah Montana and
yeah. Woo! Save it for the night, Terry. Save it.
Okay. Not too much. Got it.
But yeah, so we're super excited. Whether you are an experienced singer or you just love to have fun, come out, show your support. We're going to have some opportunities for you guys to mingle and just have an overall great way to end the semester and get started for finals and, you know, just enjoy yourself and sing your semester blues away. So we're really excited for that. It will be located at the JSEC, and it will start at 6:30 p.m. to roughly around 9-ish.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. So we're really excited.
Hope to see y'all there.
And as I wrap up, we just want to remind you that seeking help is normal.
Yes. Taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health.
Counseling is a form of self-care, and it's one of the most powerful steps you can take for yourself.
Yeah, so, you know, after listening to this podcast, take a moment, reflect. Could counseling support you right now?
And if your answer is maybe, it may be worth exploring. And to give you an idea of what a counseling first session may be like with us, we are going to walk you through it.
Yeah, so the first step would be to schedule an appointment. We told you our number earlier, but we will repeat it later. And if you just want to come in and walk in and see when the next available appointment is, the receptionist will be gladly to help you. So, first appointment, you come in and you fill out what is called our intake. It is kind of lengthy. I would expect it to be around 15 to 20 minutes. So if you're able to come in a little early before your appointment, please feel free to do so. If not, then you can come at your scheduled time and you can fill out the intake then. And so it just asks some general questions about you, your information. There will be information about telemental health, information on a relaxing moment chair. And also, it's going to ask you several questions about where you are right now with your mental health, maybe struggles that you've had in the past. And everything is confidential, so anytime that you answer these questions, we just ask that you answer them truthfully, because it's a really good way to help monitor your progress. So the intake isn't as scary as it sounds, and we can definitely talk about it with you in our session, and especially when it comes to the initial session, and Terry will tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so for me, no, I'm just kidding. I'm pretty sure everyone else is like this as well, but you get a little introduction of your counselor. You know, you get to learn just a little bit of their background and how they do things, counseling
sessions.
Yes. And then you will also, we'll go over confidentiality and what that looks like, especially with us being a small town and a small campus. And we will also talk to you about some of the things that you expressed in your intake and go over those with you and just take some time to just get to know you as a person and as a whole. And then towards the end, we'll wrap up around the 45-ish mark. And schedule you a follow-up appointment so that you can come back and see us.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty cool.
Now, as if you know a little bit about us, you may know that scheduling an appointment is not easy in terms of timing. We are right now four counselors, four professional counselors. We have four interns as well.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
And when you give us a call or stop by to schedule an appointment, you may be told, like, well, the next availability is in 3 weeks from now or in a month from now. Because that's how our schedules look like, right? We appreciate and we are very grateful that we have students that consider mental health as something very important. So that keeps us and our schedules busy, right? So sometimes you may be at that point to where, well, I want to see counseling. My appointment is in a month from now, but I may need to see a counselor before that, right? Like, I get my situation cannot wait a month. So for that, we do have walk-ins. So the counseling services offer walk-ins from Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. And these walk-ins are for crisis and for concerns that need to be dealt with immediately. So if that's your case, you may be able to, from those times, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4 p.m., you can stop by and a counselor will be ready to help you.
Cynthia, what if my dog died and I'm just so distressed? Could I do a walk-in?
Yes, you can definitely do a walk-in. It's maybe not necessarily a crisis that we are used to, but it's an immediate concern that you have and needs to be dealt with, right? We are talking about grief. Now, there is different ways, right? Like, of course, you're going to have to do an intake like Terry and Kristen talked about, because we need to know. So you doing an intake will help us see where you are at that moment, enable to be able to solve, to help you solve whatever is going on. So usually how it goes with a walk-in, we do a triage. Usually those are half an hour. We assess the situation, and depending on what the need is, we move on from that. And if counseling is something you want to keep doing, the counselor on duty will help you schedule an appointment with someone that may be appropriate for you.
Yeah, and during that triage, you will have to fill out an intake as well. It's not as lengthy, but if you are a new client or a returning client, we will have you fill out the intake as well. And if you are a returning student and you do find yourself needing a triage, you will fill out what's called the follow-up intake.
Okay, well, let me ask this other question, since, you know, what if I have thoughts of wanting to harm myself or someone else? Should I come in or?
Yes. If you feel that you are experiencing thoughts that are to that level, definitely. We encourage you not to wait. why to wait until 4 p.m. when you are feeling this way at 10 a.m.? Just come in, right? There's going to be someone, like I said, available. Something that I always tell my people is, if you are struggling, you are not alone, and there will always, always be someone to help you. We do talk about severity. Again, walk-ins are made, have been made, because we want to deal with those crises that cannot wait a month to be dealt with. Now, if maybe you're like, well, I'm not in a crisis, and what I'm experiencing is not necessarily an immediate concern, but I do want to talk about my situation with someone or with an expert, then Telos can come around and help you with that, right? Because they do offer 24/7 assistance for minor concerns through a phone call or through text to all of our students, and that's also a confidential entity.
So you're saying I can use Telos if it's 6:30 p.m. on a Saturday and I'm upset with my partner, but we didn't break up. I'm just very upset with them.
Yes, and the counselor or the professional can help you and guide you, you know, with coping skills, decision making, and anything that you may need.
Okay.
What about if I'm feeling anxious at 1 a.m. and I have a bunch of things going on in my mind, I have that mental task list going, could I use Telos too?
Definitely. Telos is there for you to have, if you have any questions, like I said, any concerns that you're like, well, they are not immediate, I'm not in danger, but I would definitely benefit from talking to someone.
What if I have a roommate and I don't want them to hear what I'm talking about with the counselor? Is there like a text option?
Yes, there is. You can definitely you can ask them that you want to text instead, and they can do that with you.
That's wow. Cool. Nice. Yeah.
So with Telos, be on the lookout. The posters to download it are all over campus, even in the bathrooms. They have the QR code on them, and when you sign up for it, use your TAMOOC email for it.
Yeah, you can also find them on our website.
Wonderful. And so, just wanting to talk a little bit more about some of the other services that we provide. You know, if you're needing some medication management, we do have a contract with the A&M psychiatrist, and so we can help get you set up with that as well.
But you have to be in, you know, you have to establish, yes, to be a client here and continue services with us as well in order to use that one.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You have to see one of our lovely faces at least once a month. And so in town, there's also Coastal Plains, who offers a variety of mental health services, including psychiatry, a drug and alcohol group, an eating disorder group. And so if you feel you need some help from them, they are free to low cost, and they evaluate every situation differently.
Yeah, and also our Javelina Health Clinic, if you are interested in learning more about medication management, maybe you've considered it in the past, you don't find it to be an emergency, they can also help guide you through that process as well.
Absolutely.
Do I have to pay for it?
No.
If I'm a student?
You've already paid for it in your student service fees.
Oh, wow.
Other than medications at low cost, everything that we offer for you guys are free.
Right. And then just on this last bit, say you've come to counseling services and you didn't really vibe with your counselor. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my feelings won't get hurt. I think my friends in the room here would say their feelings wouldn't
I'm
be hurt
cry.
By that.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, guys.
And it's perfectly okay for you to ask to try out another counselor. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 4 different professional counselors and 4 wonderful interns that we're working with this semester. All of us are very different people. We also try our best to meet your needs. So if, for example, you want a male counselor, that would be me. Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm the male counselor on staff. Cynthia is our Spanish-speaking counselor. So if you need someone who speaks Spanish, you could request Cynthia. If you want a veteran, you could request Terry. So, yeah, we have a variety of different personalities. Kristen is just fun.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Kristen is our king. If you want someone to go above and beyond for you.
Oh, we all do that.
So, feel free to give counseling another shot. You're more than welcome to request to see a different counselor at any moment. And so, with that all said, thank you guys for tuning in today.
Mm-hmm. Take care of yourselves and each other.
You're listening to Counselor Corner, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.